Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, 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 everyone. I have literally been bouncing in my seat. Welcome to the inaugural The Exploration of Wonder. And I have to tell you, my friends, I am so excited to be back. I was on this brilliant network a few years ago. We did the math before, and it was like 6-7 years ago. I don't know. Too long ago. So I'm very excited to be back. And that show was called Right Body for You. The replays are still on there, so please do check them out. So just to give you a little idea of what's going to happen today, I'm going to talk a lot. Besides that, I'm going to introduce myself a little bit, and then I'm going to give you, but stay tuned, because I'm going to give you 5 tips for getting the universe to reveal its secrets. Because that's what today's show is about, The Exploration of Wonder, Secrets Revealed. Because I don't know about you, but I have always known there should be more to the world than what we've been shown, than what we've been taught. And so I'm gonna give a few of those today. But you're probably wondering, who is this chick and why is she talking to me? My name is Danielle Carter, and I have had quite the interesting journey to be here with you guys today. This is my third or fourth. Well, I guess it's the first video podcast, but it's been my fourth radio show. I started in broadcasting really early on. I started with bodies really early on. My mother was a nutritionist, and she did a health and wellness talk show for 27 years. So from the age of 12, I spent most of my Saturdays in a recording studio. And by the time I was 13, I was producing her shows, meaning I got to push all the buttons, which is a lot of fun. I would answer calls, screen calls, and all that kind of stuff, put her on air, play the music. When it was an 8-track, just let that play in your mind. We're doing everything digital. And when I was first producing my mom's radio shows, it was a freaking 8-track. For those of you listening who don't know what an 8-track is, look it up. But it's a big clunky thing. I had to push it in a slot, push the button. It was push up the levers. It was a lot of fun. So the point is, I've been doing radio and broadcasting for a very long time. I also went into it because when you're doing it from 12, you just kind of do it. So I was a promotion manager for a TV station and all the jobs that came before that. I was promotion, marketing, and production. And you look at that kind of background and you go, how did you get into what you're doing right now? And by the way, what are you doing right now? So I am actually a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. And I have spent almost 20 years at this point helping people to change their bodies, change their lives, and just really, you know, like I said in the description of the show, one of my targets is to really assist and facilitate people that they wake up every day and are living a life that they're excited to be in. Because how many of us wake up in a day and go, crap, I woke up? Sadly, I know a few people like that. But I want you to say, yay, I woke up. It's going to be amazing. So this has always been my target. And what's interesting is, you know, I did the stuff with my mom, with the radio and all that. I went to school for broadcasting. I worked in numerous TV stations. And I'm even an archaeologist, because you can never have too many curiosities, right? And now I'm coaching. I've been doing that for a number of years. But for me, my friends, what has really been one of the keys to changing all this is energy. Okay. And I used to live in Houston, Texas, and they call it the energy corridor because, you know, that kind of energy with electricity, you flip on the light switch and you get lights, or your computer works and I get to Zoom to you and all that kind of stuff. It's not the kind of energy I'm talking about, but there, everybody thought that was the energy I'm talking about. But the energy I'm talking about is the energy that's all around us, right? It's that, the quantum field, the oneness, the consciousness. It's that field that's all around us that some people call us psychic for, that interconnectedness. It's those moments where, like, I was curling my hair, getting ready for the show, and I was thinking about this woman that both my sister and I know. And I'm like, oh, I should reach out for her, to her, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and curling my hair, singing to the music, thinking random thoughts. And then as I was continued getting ready, my sister texts me, and she's like, oh, so-and-so is having a hard time, this and that, whatever. I'm like, ah, no wonder I was just thinking about her. So that's the energy that I'm talking about. That's that, that's all around us, that connects us, that helps us to know how we're each other feeling, and it helps us to create. And for me, not everybody really talks about the elements of that it helps us to create. Most of us think about, oh, being psychic, so we know how people are feeling, where not to go, where to go, what to, and absolutely. But it also is here to help us create our lives, create our bodies. And for me, you know, in the description of the show, Secrets Revealed, I also promised that I would share a few things I wish I had known 20 years ago. And for me, the energy is one of those keys. Okay. And then all five tips I wish I had known when I started. All right. So, one thing about changing the energy that I find hilarious and I love to point out is I used to be really, really shy. And usually when I tell people this, I'm like, oh yeah, I used to be really shy. They go, oh crap. They may use other colorful words, but they're like, uh-uh, I don't believe that. I'm like, yeah, I used to be painfully shy. Like, I remember I was in my early 20s and I was producing a radio show, and the guy was playing a replay, which I had to do on a CD. I had to put in the CD. And all I had to say was, Dr. So-and-so is, you know, it's a pre-recorded show. Dr. So-and-so will be back next week. If you want to get a hold of him, call him at blah, 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 at this number, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't do it. My voice trembled. I sweat. I had flop sweats, like, you know, the ugly, like, face sweats they do in movies. And I even cut myself off early from his number because I was so nervous, which, of course, being as nervous and shy as I was, I went into marketing and promotions in TV because that makes sense. And so one of the things I had to do was, like, I had to, well, talk to people. And also, we used to premiere these movies, and so we premiered the very first Harry Potter, and so it was this huge auditorium full of people, and we would always partner with a radio show, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't stand in front of the radio, or sorry, of the crowd of people and say, hey, everybody, welcome to the first Harry Potter. It's an exciting, woo, woo, woo. Thanks for being here from Utah's WB30. And so I would let the station go unrepresented. I would let the radio station say everything because I couldn't get in front of people and talk. And now I don't shut up. Insert all the laughter here. But it is true. You know, like I said, I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. And I have had the honor for almost 20 years of traveling the world, facilitating people on their bodies, on their lives, on words and languaging. And I do a lot online. I do private sessions. It is, if you know, some people are like addicted to things. If I'm addicted to anything, it's seeing the light turn on in people's universes. That moment where they go, oh, I can choose something different. I don't have to be limited with this. No, my friend, you do not. You do not have to be limited with this, okay? So that's me in a nutshell. Trust me, I could talk for, I don't know, 20 years about that. But I also wanted to give you some information today about, for some of us, if it's our first steps on this journey of the exploration of that one. So why do I call it the exploration of wonder, the show? Because I'm very curious. Aren't you? You are. I'm going to assume you are because you're here. Because you're listening to this, whether in the future, the present, or the past. Because time. Let me tell you. We all know time isn't real. And trust me, having worked in TV and radio for most of my life, you know time isn't real. I've done that where, as the technology advanced, I was working in master control in a TV station, which is basically the person who just makes sure all the commercials and TV programs run. And they were running the commercials on a computer. And it went into a blank commercial. So 30 seconds of dead air. I panicked. I checked the satellite feeds. I checked the computer, I checked the upload, I called people, I checked the logs, the paper logs and all that kind of stuff. I did all of this, and then the next commercial aired, and that was only 30 seconds. So trust me, time isn't real. And so when we're talking about the exploration of wonder and being curious, yes, I think you can be listening to this in the past. Let me know how it goes. But I am so curious. I've always loved going, well, what else is this? What else is this? What else is this? And how many of us have that gotten beaten out of us? Whether with emotions or sometimes physically, but we came into this world naturally curious. As a baby, as a child, we would look and go, what is that? What is that? And what is that? And what is that? You know, it's the joke of you answer a child's whys until they stop asking why. We were taught to stop asking why. We were taught to stop asking what. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to stop. Please restart. It is never, never too late. So that for me is the exploration of wonder. So those moments it's like, I wonder. I wonder what's over there. I wonder what's behind that. I wonder what gets created if I do this over here and say this to that person or whatnot. And so for those of us who sometimes this is some of our first step of how do I get that? How do I get into that? What is that energy? What do I do to get the universe to reveal its secrets? Well, I have 5 tips for you today. Getting the universe to reveal its secrets, and then also not necessarily what to do with it, but what to do with it so that you can actually embrace it, create it, and be a powerful part of it yourself. Okay, so I'm going to tease you with the first tip. The first tip is acknowledge your magic, okay? What do I mean by that? Go throughout your history, okay? I'm not often gonna ask you to look in the past because oftentimes the past just loops us. It keeps us from being present. It doesn't help you create the future. I mean, how many of us have spent days going, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I said that to that person. Oh my gosh, I was such an idiot to get into that relationship. Self-flagellation never works, by the way. When I was a kid, I misunderstood self-flagellation for another self-activity, and I thought it sounded fun. And I was corrected on that. Self-flagellation is where you beat yourself. So no self-flagellation, okay? But acknowledge your magic. Go back throughout your history and go like, oh, wow, you know what? I changed things there. I had a demand. This person was going to be mean to me, and I did no, and it changed. Or even like, I knew that person was going to call. I knew the teacher was going to call on me, and I didn't study. You knew. So go back through and start acknowledging the magic that you have always been. Because one of the reasons I went so much into time isn't real, besides I like to ramble on about things, is because with energy and with time, you acknowledge it in the past, it changes the present, which also then changes the future. So when you go back through and you acknowledge, hey, all this stuff happened and I was freaking magical and I changed crap, you show up now different and you change your future to something even brighter. All right, we need to take our first commercial break because I know time isn't real and we need to take a commercial break. But I am so excited to be back. I'm so excited to be exploring this magical universe with you. And we are just getting started. So stay tuned. This is the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And when I first started being on the Inspired Choices platform, it was not TV. It was only voice. And so I have to say, I do love the TV aspect. I've always thought it would be fun. I remember when I was producing my mother's radio show still, I would like record some secretly and be like, let's put this on social media when it was, you know, first starting getting big, and she's like, now I'd have to get dressed. So it's so funny. My mother has, she left her earthly body in 2012, but she shows up, especially on a day when I'm starting a new podcast. And it's funny because my very first show where I actually talked, was called Access the Magic. And I did it with her. She had 3 hours on a local broadcast radio station. And so she gave me one of the hours. And it was so fun to begin the exploration because that's, you know, How many of us have had people in our lives that have seen us before we were willing to see us? For me, that was my mother. And I resisted it dynamically. Any of you ever do that? She would be like, oh yeah, you're so psychic, you're so aware. I'm like, no, I'm not. And she would say other things like, oh, you're such a fringe dweller, just like us. I'd be like, no, I'm not. And, but of course I was. So she loves to show up and just kind of chuckle. And so, you know, I've since that first show with her, Access the Magic, I dedicate all my shows to her. I've learned how to interview, how to work a class, interact with people, all from watching her over the years. She was a master. And now I have the gift of all of those radio shows that I get to listen to her and I interact and have fun with. So thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom, for helping me set on this path. And, you know, and my mother was always a seeker. And I know you are, too, because you're here. You're a seeker. You're out there going, there has to be more. There has to be more. No, really, there has to be more. And there is. And, you know, with my mother being a seeker from a very early age, because she was supposed to, they gave her a death sentence, like 6 months to live when I was like 10. And she, being that potent creature, was like, no. And so she went to the library, which was the original internet. And she started researching health and wellness and then got on this journey of what else is out there. And so through her, I've actually had the honor of watching the topics and subjects that we're going to be exploring on this show come into mainstream. Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I remember when yoga was weird. Well, yoga was done by long-haired, non-shaving hippies who didn't bathe and was just, you know, it was on the outskirts of things. And so, and I love that now today I'm talking about exploring the secrets of the universe and everybody's like, yeah. And I'm talking about energy and they're like, yeah, let's do this. So I think it's so amazing. And so in this 5 tips to get the universe to acknowledge your secrets and then what to do with it. This is part of why I'm talking about go back and acknowledge your magic. Because when you can actually acknowledge the magic, you begin to see that you are a part of the universe. You're a part of this plan. You are a part of this beautiful, magical universe. And that we have the ability to shift and change, and it's not a separation. You know, really, if I put it plainly, it's like, get out of your own way. Acknowledge that you're not separate and that the universe wants to reveal its secrets to you. But the first step is to acknowledge that you're magic. Okay. Whatever you're defining as magic. I know when I talk about magic, a lot of people are like, do I get a magic wand? And I'm like, yeah, you have several. Your body being one of them. Topic for another show. Yes, topic for another show. And, but the magic is... I have a private little chit chat group with a lot of people, and I do lives in it every once in a while. It's a Telegram group, and I actually did a live where I used science to prove that magic is real, and that when we acknowledge it, it actually changes the very fabric of the universe. That's a topic for another show too. I hope somebody's taking notes so I can write up the descriptions. But that magic is actually real. It's fascinating how I use science to do that because I'm also a bit of a nerd. So I'm always learning. You guys too? I know you are because you're here. All right. So tip number one, because I know me, I remember from old shows, I would like cram the last three tips into the last section, so I'm going to get going. Step number one, acknowledge your magic, go through your history, acknowledge it, let it infuse your universe, okay? Number two, be present. Okay, I've hinted at this a little bit as we are talking about, but so many of us get lost in the past, and a lot of us, especially at the time of recording, it's January 2025, and for a lot of people, myself included, 2024 was a weird freaking year, okay? You know, how many of us went into 2024 going, more in 2024? I did. And then I limped out of 2024 going, what the heck happened? And for me, I realized one of the things is I was putting so much stuff into place for the future that I was no longer present. And then I lost some of me. I wasn't present enough in my own life to be able to receive the magic to even create the future. So I was lost in the future. People get lost in the past, but one of the tips to really get the universe to reveal its secrets is to be present. And let me dispel a myth. A lot of people think, well, if you're so present, you can't perceive the future. Actually, the opposite is true. If you're present, you perceive more possibilities of the future. Because look at it this, without getting too nerdy, but let's say you're trying to create the future, and so you're on this one path, right? You're on this line here. You're only here. But you know what? The universe is constantly changing. Have you ever noticed that? Not just in our lives, but the entire universe is constantly changing. And for me, I'm always willing, like now, I'm willing for the universe to deliver to me even better and exciting, more possibilities than I had envisioned. So here we are. Here we're on this path. We're here in the future. And then back here in the present, the universe is sent out a ripple, things are moving and changing. And it starts a new line over here. We can't perceive this other line because we're lost in the future over here. For those of you listening to audio, I'm doing lines with my hands and we're jumping from one hand to the other. It just hit me. I'm like, some people maybe listen to audio. So the point is, when we're present in the present, you can actually perceive those ripples of the future creations. And just like if you're skiing down a slope, you can jump from these different lines of creation of the future so that you're not stuck and looping in a present that is no longer even exciting or possible or a great outcome. Because if you guys ever noticed that, the more you're worried about the future, the less exciting that future is, the more you dread waking up each day. Yeah. So one of those ways to really be present with that, one of those ways to really be able to perceive the future and shift and change things is to be present. And one of my favorite ways to be present is I put my hand on my chest. Bodies are magic. Lots more on that. Put my hand on my chest and just be present with my body. You know, you can feel like right now I'm feeling everything that my body is feeling. I feel the butt in my seat, chair. I feel the feet on the floor, one foot on the floor. And I feel the fabric of my dress. I feel my hair. I feel the heat from the very bright light. And so when I'm uber present with my body like that, it brings me more present in my life. You can call it grounding. I call it being uber present. Some people use the earth to do that. There's a number of things. It's whatever works for you, but be uber present so that you can actually perceive the future and the different paths you're going. And then you also don't get lost in the past. Okay. Being present now helps you not get lost in the past, because when we try to figure out the past, we miss the possibilities of the future. We miss the possibilities of the present. Okay. Not getting lost in the past. There's another good show topic. But we're going to take a quick little break, and we are on tip two. We have three more to go. We can do it. We have another half hour, kind of. So step tip one, acknowledge your magic. Tip two, be uber present and allow the magic of your body to really contribute to that. All right. And trust me, the universe is clamoring for you, excited for you to receive its secrets. All right. So we're going to do our second break. Time is flying, and you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, Danielle, on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining me now in the present, in the past, or in the future. And just if I heard the intro coming in, and if you do have a show topic, if you do have a question, please email me at hello@danielle.com or go to my website, danielle.com. And just to let you know, Danielle is with two N's and two L's. So it's D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E because my glorious mother wanted me to have a different adventure in life with the spelling of my name. So that's two N's, two L's with an O. Okay. So it is danielle.com. And speaking of my mother, just another little, you know, that she was whispering to me a little bit during break. And I mentioned briefly earlier, it's like, how many of us have had somebody in our life who saw us before we were willing to see us? And I want to challenge you to reach out to that person. Just express some gratitude. If they're alive, do it. If they're not alive, do it anyway. Just take a moment and be present with them and say, thank you so much for being willing to see me and having the patience until I was willing and ready to see me. Because you never want to judge yourself about that. But when you show them the gratitude, it actually reinforces the beauty in you as well. So challenge is please do reach out to them and say, gratitude. Thank them for seeing you before you saw you. All right. So today we're talking about secrets revealed from the universe and five tips of how to get the universe to reveal their secrets and then what to do with it. All right. So Tip number one was acknowledge your magic. And in that, you get that that there's no separation and that the universe wants to whisper it to you, okay? Tip two was be present, be uber, uber present. And that way you can know where to be, how to be, and you get to create the future and not get lost in the past. Here we are, tip number three. Ask. I know. Hope you guys were sitting down when I came to that one. But it is, it's like, ask a question. Ask the universe to reveal their secrets. Because there is something magical, my friend, about asking a question. Look back in history. Archaeologist. Look back in history. No great invention, no great discovery was ever discovered, created, revealed through conclusions and statements. You know? Because, I mean, it's not actually true fact historically, but if, you know, wow, I completely lost the thought of who it was that discovered gravity. Whatever. The guy who had the apple fall on his head, right? If he had just done a statement and went like, oh, look, the apple fell, we wouldn't know as much today about gravity and all that. But what did he do? He asked a question. What is this? What caused this apple to fall straight down? Okay. So that's why for tip number three is ask. Ask a question. Okay. Ask those questions. Be willing to do that exploration because the universe wants to give it to you, but the magic key to opening that door is asking the question. Because I'll say again, nothing great has ever been revealed, nothing great has ever been discovered or invented from statements and conclusions. It's all been from, what happens if I put this powder with this powder? Oh, look, an explosion. Where can we use that? Or, this person has this rash going on. If I squish up this plant and then put it on it and make a paste and put it on the rash, I wonder if the rash will go away, right? And everything has been discovered through a question. Sir Isaac Newton, thank you, Newton, discovered gravity, right? But like I said, Newton didn't go, oh, look, the apple fell. Do-do-do-do-do. I mean, we know historically that didn't happen, but you get my drift. But instead he went, what is the force that caused that apple to fall straight down? Why is it not floating up? What is the force that causes it to come down? It was a question. It was a question to whom? Yeah, to himself. I get that. But do you get it's also to the universe. It was also, he was asking the universe to reveal the secrets of gravity, right? And so what question have you not been asking of the universe, of yourself? Okay. And here's the thing. I get questions can be funny things. When I was a child, not my mother, saying that very clearly right now. When I was a child, I got in a lot of trouble for asking questions. Because now I said at the beginning of the show that we come into this world naturally curious. You know, you're like, what is that? What does that do? How do I get over there? What are these things at the end of my body? What do I do with them? And oh, if I stick it up my nose, what happens? Anyway, I digress as I do. But we come into this world naturally curious. And I know all of you did because you're here. And asking a question is our natural state. It's that natural energy of curiosity. It's that next natural energy of exploration, of wonder, of curious, of discovery. That's just who we innately be. That we go, who else and what else and where? And as a child, I was made so wrong for it. And not because I did the why. Like, oh, why? Okay, but why that? Okay, but why that? Okay, but why that? Not because of that, but because I was asking questions of my elders, not my mother, that shaked the foundation of their religious upbringing, of their conclusions, of what they have built their life on, right? Because I was actually raised in a very religious community or family. And in that religion, I was taught that if you lived a righteous life, you got to be a god and goddess of your own world. And so I asked one day, out of curiosity, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, like extrapolation, you're pulling all these things together. And I went, wait a minute. If we can become god and goddesses one day, then who was God's god? And who was God's god's god? And who was God's god's god? Where did this actually start? And the person I was asking the question to, did they look at this early teenager and go, that's a good question. Let's talk about it. Let's explore. No. Because I was willing to ask a question that scared the piss out of the person I was asking it to. They were like, I never thought of that, or I shouldn't think of that. So what did they do? They shut me down. You shouldn't ask questions like that. You're just trying to create trouble. You should have more faith. And I'm like, the God I believes in like the ability to like discover things, right? Yeah, well, I didn't win that argument. And thus began a lot of being told, you shouldn't ask questions like that. You shouldn't ask questions like that. Anybody else get the natural, innate ability and curiosity sucked out of them through emotional abuse, physical abuse, or just scaring the piss out of our parents so we shut it down to not be a threat to them? Well, my friends, it is time to ask those questions again. It is time to be that natural state of curiosity, of the, oh, what does this do if I put this together with this? If I tell this person this, what's going to create? The way to get the magic key to get the universe to reveal secrets is to ask. Tip number three, ask the questions. Okay? Ask the questions that is in your soul, in your spirit, in your universe, the who you innately be. Because, you know, a lot of us have the belief that we're here on this planet at this time to be a contribution, to unlock things, to help people, to you name it, we were here to do it. But you can only do it if you're asking those questions, if you're revealing those secrets. And sometimes you're going to ask people questions that are hard for them to hear, but you know what? That is their problem, not yours. You're here to unlock these things, so unlock them. Ask those questions, okay? That's tip number three. We're going to pretty soon go to our next commercial break, and I will do tip four and five because it tends to be a very quick little turnaround with that. But you guys, asking a question, if you hear nothing else but that, please do ask a question. You know, one of my favorite things to say is they can't say yes if you don't ask. You know, I have a lot of clients and they're like, well, I don't know. Should I talk to my boss about that? Or should I talk to my partner about this? I'm like, well, they can't say yes if you don't ask. So as we're going to another commercial break, let me ask you, what question have you been not willing to ask yourself, ask the universe, that your authentic self and the universe is screaming for you to ask? And is now the time to finally ask that question? I'm going to say yes, it is. So please do ask the question. Because when it's revealed in your universe, I get to know it too. More on that later. I'm such a tease. I have all these teas for the future shows because, you know, information's flying because I asked the question. I know. All right, fine. We're going to take our next commercial break. Then we're going to come back and do tip four and five. And bring a close to the very first inaugural Exploration of Wonder show. My cat has joined us, so we always know the energy is flowing. So, hi, baby. So, you are watching the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and me and the cat will be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited you're here on the inaugural Exploration of Wonder, topic of secrets revealed, getting the universe to reveal its secrets. And we've gone through tip 1, 2, and 3, and now we're on tip 4 of 5. Here we go. Tip number 4, and this one for me is really one of the keys of getting out of your own way. Clear the energy of what you think the answer will be. I have seen so many people stop their forward progression, stop what becomes possible when they are focused on what they think the answer will be to the questions that you're asking, which was tip number 3, ask a question. How many of us have done that? And nothing I ever say or do or suggest, my friends, are to get you to judge yourself. You're going to hear me say that again and again and again because we need the reminders. This is never about judgment. It's about helping you get aware of where you're functioning so that you can create something different. That's all. Okay. So how many of us have done that? We've asked, it's like, I've asked a question and then I figured that I already knew what the answer was, so I avoided the answer. I'm going to assume all of you are raising your hand because we do that. We think we know what the answer is going to be. And if it's something we don't like, we avoid it. Or if we think we're going to like the answer and it's anything different, we're going to miss it. Let me say that one again. If you've asked the question, you think you know what the answer is, and you don't like it, you'll avoid the awareness of the answer that comes in. If you ask the question and you think you're going to like the answer and you're like, I know what they're going to say and I'm so excited, and it's not that, you're going to miss the awareness, which is where we think like, oh, the universe doesn't whisper to me. And it's like, it does if we get out of our own way. It does if we're willing to receive it. So tip number 4 is clear the energy of what you think the answer will be so that you can actually receive what the answer is. And when I say clear the energy, there are so many different ways of doing it, my friend. Lately, one of my favorite ones is turning the molecules so that you can get the motion and flow back in. Some people sage, some people do sound bowls, some people do shake your booty, you know, whatever it is that gets that energy moving so that you can actually receive what the universe is whispering to you, okay? Got to remember the universe does want to whisper it to you, okay? So that is tip number 4, is getting out of your own way, clearing the energy so you can actually receive what the universe is whispering to you. And let me give you a little tip. Whenever I've done this, I get a better answer, I get a better response, I get a bigger awareness than what I thought it would be. I'm telling you right now, the universe is so willing to deliver to us even greater things than we thought possible, okay? All right, excuse me. Sorry if that was really loud. Tip number 5. Allow the answer to come to you in whatever way it comes to you. Okay. What the heck do you mean by that, Danielle? Thank you for asking. What I mean by that is, just like in tip number 4, we think we know what the answer is. We also tend to think we know how it's going to come in. This person's going to tell me, or I'm just going to think it or have divine revelation or whatever it is. Sometimes it's an article you read. Sometimes it's somebody putting a random flyer on your door. Sometimes it's going to be a friend calling up having a problem and you facilitate them through it, and all of a sudden you're getting the answer that you asked the question to. So you have to be willing to be so uber present that you receive however it is, you know. And I read a great book when I was a kid, Illusions by Richard Bach, of where it's like you ask a question, then you open the newspaper, and then, you know, whatever your eyes light upon, that it, you can get the information that way. And I really took that to heart. I'm like, truth can be found anywhere. Awareness can come from anywhere. I'm so excited. And so this is what is all about, my friends, is being willing to receive it, what it is, as it is, and from anywhere. Okay. So just really quickly, tip number 1, acknowledge your magic. Go through your past, acknowledge where you were magic, show up now better and stronger to create a future. Okay. Number 2, be uber present, ground, whatever it is. Number 3, ask questions. Ask the questions that your very universe and soul are screaming for you to ask so that you can reveal what it is that you're here to reveal and help those who you're willing to help or make the money or whatever it is that you're desiring, right? Ask those questions. Tip 4, clear the energy of what you think the answer will be so that you can actually receive what the answer is. And then tip 5, allow the answer to come to you in so many different ways. Okay. I love the magical ones. What we define as magical, of like, I just knew it. Fantastic. And I also love when I read a newspaper article or a random magazine and, oh, look, the answer's there. I go see a comedian and I'm like, oh my gosh, there is one of the things I've been asking for. Oh, tip number 6. I'm going to throw this one in right at the end as a big tease. Tip number 6, allow the universe time to give you the answer. I know time isn't real. We went into that. But sometimes the universe has to rearrange things so that it actually delivers that to you. Okay. So tip number 6 is allow the universe time to get the information to you. So many people, they go, oh, I asked the question and then nothing happened. See, the universe doesn't give me any information. No, it does. It does, my friend. You just have to sometimes give it time. The universe has a lot going on. Sometimes it needs to rearrange things so that you can actually receive it, so that it can deliver it to you. Okay. Woo! So that is the 5 + 6 number of tips of how to get this, the universe to reveal the secrets to you, and then what to do with it and how to have fun with it. Okay. So I am so grateful for you guys. It is so exciting to be back on the Inspired Choices Network with amazing, brilliant hosts. Please do check all of them out. I've had the honor of listening to a lot of them. They're brilliant. Our leader, Christine McIver, has got together an amazing group of people. So please do check everybody out. All right. So thank you for joining me on this inaugural, what was the word? Exploration of Wonder. And this is just the beginning, my friends. Is just the beginning. In this show, we will explore, we'll discover, we'll uncover, and we will reveal everything that we are wondering about, curious about, and demanding change for. All right? Be sure to subscribe to the Exploration of Wonder on your favorite podcast platform. And until next week, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you. And thanks for joining me today. And I'll see you next week. And please know how grateful I am for you exploring with me. And I can't wait to explore with you next week. All right? I'll see you then. Thanks, everyone. Have a great one.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.